It is currently 6:24 our time here on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM. Just peeking out the window outside the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. It's dark. That's not going to change for quite some time. A little bit busy as well. It is Wednesday night, so a lot of people enjoying some meals outside the downtown Madison area along Egan Avenue as well. A little bit interesting weather-wise as well. A little bit breezy out today. Those winds going to carry on into tonight. 30 mph wind gusts out of the northwest. Slight chance of some flurries as well before 9 o'clock as well, but also a good chance of some snow on your Thursday. To quote one of the weather officials, a dusting of snow on your Thursday. Probably not much accumulation other than that, but keep your eye out on that and be a little bit more cautious tomorrow on your way into work. And also if you're going to be driving throughout the day on your Thursday. It is Coach's Corner live on AM 1390 for those outside the listening area on AmazingMadison.com. Our next guest, we're actually listening to the show on their way here. We have Howard Wrestling in studio for the first time this year and this season as well. Coach Corbin Seward and also Matt Goth. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. You know, we appreciate your time. We were talking a little bit off the air as well. You guys got off to a good start this year with the group of wrestlers that you have. Started off at Flandreau Invitational along with Beersford Quadrangular as well. Couple of nice finishes there. Why don't you guys let us know about your team's performances this season to start off with this group of wrestlers that you have?
Well, our first competition was down there in Beersford, where we wrestled against Parker, Beersford, and Sioux Valley. And we picked up 3 wins there. Guys wrestled really good. Good team atmosphere. A lot of guys cheering on each other. And that group of guys just mold together really well. And they do a good job of supporting each other. And that really helps the guys, you know, get amped up for their matches and stuff a little bit. And then we went up to the Flandreau tournament. And we took 2nd up there. Lost to Madison by 13.5 points. Had some good showings. I think we have like 8 guys in the finals or something like that, and it was a fun tournament to be a part of.
Yeah, most definitely as well, especially as of late. You had your home invitational this past weekend as well. I'm sure a really nice turnout for that for your team as well. You know, how did things fare for your team at that at your home invitational this past Saturday?
Well, as a whole, the tournament had, I think they said, over 60 ranked wrestlers, and there was quite a few top 5 matchups. So it kind of ran a little bit long because the matches weren't, you know, exactly short ones. So ran a little bit long, but as a whole, it was a really good tournament. Saw some good competition. Mobridge came down, and that's the only time we're going to see them this year. So it was good to see them before the state tournament since they seed it now. But we have 3 guys in the finals.
Yeah, we had 3 guys in the finals.
Yeah, and I think we placed 9 total. We had a 98-pound weight class where both of our guys made the finals too. So
okay,
we went 6-2 in the finals, the placement rounds, and then we had one guy that had an injury default. So, but he was ahead at the time, so we would have probably gone 7-2. But it was a pretty good showing there. 3 guys that were in the finals, all 3 won their matches. So. Got 3 champions out of there and ended up with a 2nd place finish as a team as well.
Yeah, it certainly shows that it's been a good start to the year, and especially we were talking before as well, before we came back on with this group of wrestlers that you have from top to bottom. I'm not seeing a lot of weakness as well from each weight class. A couple of wrestlers in those weight classes that can certainly hold their own, and you're talking about, you know, it certainly helps with the amount of continuity and also being around each other for so long. I mean, there's, you know, a few kids just to name. You got Evan Kaiser, Kiefer Klinkhammer, Carter Kalmus, Mitch Kramer. Those are just a few of those that I can just name off, but I'm sure there's plenty of other ones that make an impact for your team early on this season.
Yeah, we got a really good group of guys. Our youth coaches actually do a really good job at keeping the guys interested and keeping it fun, and also making them better at wrestling at the same time. We usually have, I believe it's 3 to 4 usually, that come up from 6th grade to 7th grade that they transition really well right into our program. And like I said, they do a great job at that youth level of keeping them guys out in the sport and then getting them prepared for the varsity atmosphere when they get up to that point. You know, I can just go through our lineup here. 106, we got Lane Miller. He's been doing a great job. He's still undefeated at this point and doing some great things as far as getting quite a few takedowns, really on the attack all the time. Him and Kiefer actually practice together quite a bit, and they do a good job of getting each other ready every week. And 26, CJ Kelmus was a state qualifier last year, and we're going to have a fresh face at 20 now this week. Ty Byer is going to slip in there, and 32, Paul Winker. 38, we got John Calise. 45, Zach Party was just outside making to the state tournament last year, and he's definitely been going after it this year. 52, we had Logan Schlim, but actually Isaac Feldhaus is going to drop down to that spot and from 160 and see how that goes. And then Mitch Kramer's up at 70. 82 is Aiden Feldhaus. 95, EJ Leach. 220, Evan Kaiser. And then our heavyweight is Petrick up there. And him and our backup actually get after it pretty good. Bob Beck, and they push each other, and we've been getting them in tournaments, both of them, so they do a good job too, pushing each other every day. So
I will say this, that was a spot on job getting through the whole lineup there without maybe one little slip up. Nice job on that, coach, as well. And of course, that's kind of your job. You got to remember all these kids, especially with the youth group kind of moving in as well. And, you know, just the if there's one thing I learned, I've only been here about a year and a half or so working here in Madison. There's one thing I've learned about Howard is the importance of that tradition and the impact of Howard wrestling as well with that group of from very young all the way up through high school as well. You know, what is about that tradition of Howard wrestling that just continues to produce some of these wrestlers that just continue to come back each and every year to continue on this legacy of the program?
You know, I think that has a lot to do with it. I think, you know, the history that we have there gets guys excited about, you know, carrying that on and wearing that Howard name on their singlet and knowing that it's something special. It's not just, you know, something that they do. They know they're representing more than I don't know. I guess I don't even know how to explain it, but they know they're representing quite a bit when they go out there, because there's a storied tradition there with Ken Rummel in the past, and a lot of them, you know, I tell them that, you know, we want to keep that tradition alive, and they really eat that up, and I think it kind of motivates them. I don't know. I've been there. I was an assistant last year, so I mean, I've kind of seen it this year. I'll have Matt kind of explain or, you know, share his experience, you know, coming in this year as far as the things he's seen as far as what that tradition is in Howard, since he's kind of new, he gets to see it too. So
that's a great transition, by the way, try to work here in assistant Matt Goth, also joining us here on Coach's Corner. Coach, let us know your kind of first experiences with this Howard wrestling program.
Entering the program, I didn't really know what to expect. I came from Madison. Up there, everybody's involved. They all cheer each other on. At tournaments, they're all involved next to each other, wanting each other to succeed in that. And you get that from many programs, but I think up in Howard, it just go all the way down. The parents are all involved. They really want everybody to succeed and really cheer each other on.
Yeah, and also now kind of transitioning here a little bit in your schedule here, you know, you had a handful of tournaments and also meetups and duels heading into this point of the season. Now, you know, in between meets and everything, I'm sure there's a fair amount of practices where you guys try to get after it on the mats, just try to stay a little bit more consistent with your game plan and everything. You know, what are some things that typically at a practice that your teams are kind of working on with some individual wrestlers and as a team as a whole?
Some of the things that we do is we try and get that mentality that we're always trying to score points. We're always on the attack 6 minutes at a time, trying to get as many points on the board as possible. And I tell them, as long as you're out there giving your best effort every time we go out there, I can't be upset with you. You know, and I think they really do a good job of that top to bottom. They go out there and they wrestle 6 minutes, and they're out there trying to score points the whole time, and that's just something that's gonna help us in the long run towards the end of the season. It's something that, as long as we're scoring points, you know, we're gonna be in every match and have a chance to win every match, and I feel like the guys really do a great job of that.
And you guys still break out the practice gear and still get involved. You guys kind of those hands-on coaches, you guys kind of, you know, coaching from the sideline. And I see Coach Sura giving you a pat on the bat on the back there, man. You still mix it up with some of the youngsters, try to still feel like let them know who's in charge.
Wrestling's one of those sports where I feel like you're never really done being involved. It's always hands-on. As a coach, you can really show them what they're going to feel if you're more hands-on in wrestling.
Yeah, definitely. And if I, from my personal experience, I was never a wrestler, but a lot of my good friends growing up were wrestlers. One of my favorite teachers was also the wrestling coach. He would be in their mid-30s and almost 40 at this point now, still out there and throwing kids around like it was nothing. It's just one of those sports that is just in your blood, no matter what, no matter how old you are, you're always going to be a wrestler. Now, kind of winding things down here a little bit, talking about heading into this weekend, not going to journey too far. Going to come back to Madison for their tournament coming up this weekend. I'm sure there's going to be some matchups that you and the wrestler is going to be keeping your eyes on as well. You know, what's leading up here to these next couple of practices into this weekend are some things that your team's going to be working on heading in the Madison tournament.
Well, I'm a firm believer that, you know, as long as we wrestle our match, we'll be all right. I don't like to strategize towards other guys and specific guys and change the way we do things, because then by the time you get done, you're wrestling 10 different ways. And I believe if we go out there and do what we do, we'll be just fine. We're going to see quite a few A schools this year that we don't traditionally see. Rapid City Stevens, Sturgis, Spearfish, they're all coming over from way out west to come to this tournament. So it's going to be a tournament that's going to be a little bit of a change of scenery for us. Obviously, in the B's, staying in this area, we see quite a few of the same teams throughout the year every weekend, but this is going to be a nice change of pace for us to see some different competition. And then we're going to mix it up here on the 30th, so we'll get a little bit of a break. So we'll wrestle on Saturday, then we'll get a little bit of a break.
This is very true, yes. About a two-week gap, literally a two-week gap, until your next tournament over in Salem.
Yep, and we don't travel far for that one, but that one has really grown into a really good tournament. We'll get to see teams like Winter, I think, who else is there? Phillip comes to that one. So we're going to see, and Canton comes to that one. Some of the top teams in the state are going to be there. So it's going to be a really good tournament for us to get in at this time of the season and kind of gauge where we're at, I guess, and get after it and get ready for the second half of the season when things start looking towards state tournament time.
Yeah, and especially state tournament as well. Just a reminder, everybody on the show, Howard Wrestling Coach Corbin Surin and also Matt Goth joining us on the show as well. You know, kind of wrapping things up. Gentlemen, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show. Best of luck to you heading into this weekend. And also, we'll be keeping an eye on the Howard Wrestling team. We always enjoy getting results in and talking about it here on KJM. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, thank you once again. Head wrestling coach for Howard, Corbin Surratt, along with assistant coach Matt Goth joining us here on Coach's Corner. 6:38 currently our time. We're going to step away once again. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the NFL weekly schedule, take a peek back at week 14, also take a look ahead at week 15 coming up. We'll also get you a look at some upcoming basketball broadcasts that we got coming up here on KJAM. 6:38 currently our time. This is Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390.